This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Got some bad weather coming in Saturday. Stay aware of that. The Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day Parade has been canceled. They'll try to find another date for that, as I understand it. Traditionally, this Sunday is the time for the Mardi Gras Indians and the St. Joseph's Day celebration. I think they call it Super Sunday, so I don't know that NOPD would be able to handle that, but hopefully they'll find a time for the downed Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day Parade. And the other festivities in the area have been moved until Sunday. And again, 4 out of 5 chance for severe weather, so be aware of that. Between now and then, nice weather. And then after that, really nice on Sunday and St. Patrick's Day. Leslie Harris joins us now, New Orleans City Council member, to talk about the homeless situation. How you doing, Leslie?
I'm great, Tommy. How are you?
Well, I'm forced to work from home today because of some technical stuff going on at work. And I had my furry little friend sitting on my lap for the last 20 minutes because... And I feel for you and what you go through. And I got to tell you, I'm beginning to think that that this dog is not doing the chores I leave for him during the day, that he might be sleeping.
I think that's probably right.
I think
that's right.
But at least he's not chewing the couch cushions yet. How are yours?
One pulled a scrim the other day, so we can get into that. That actually went through a window, which is very scary for me. The dog's fine, but it was, it was shocking.
Well, you know, I think you need to sit the dog down. And look, you're a very accomplished lady, a skilled corporate attorney. I don't have to lecture you. But as a parent, I think you might want to sit the dog down and explain to him you don't do everything you see on TV, right? I mean, you don't just
right.
If Scrim does it, you don't do it. It's not right.
It's not right. It's not right at all.
If Scrim jumps out of a window, are you going to jump out of a window? Apparently. But that's not the point. Let's talk. Let's talk about I love to make you laugh. Let's talk about the governor's homeless situation. I don't understand, and I was talking to Jacques Thibodeau about this, and he didn't dispute the money, the amount I gave him, so I presume it's accurate. I did the math, and it seems like $105,000 per homeless person for a couple of months to find temporary housing. Am I missing something here? You're smart. You're a skilled attorney. Tell me, am I on target here or not?
You are exactly on target, and that's why I wish, and looking back, looking forward, I hope, that we can get with the state to resolve these issues and work together collaboratively. You're right. So it is around $100,000 for 3 months of temporarily sheltering people. And that means...
Well, it's $100,000 per person, just to be clear.
Correct.
So people don't, yeah.
Correct, per person. Whereas the proposal that we presented was around $21,000 per person to shelter them in home, get them apartments for a year. So you can do the math on whether or not this was a value added or not. I don't think it was. We will continue to present the proposal to the state to ask for about $8.5 million to house 344 people. That's per year. I think that looking back, we could have used that money in other ways that could have helped a lot more people. strengthened our shelter system and gotten folks wraparound services that they need so that they can stay in their homes, get the help that they need. I'm willing to work with the state going forward. I've always been open to work with the state. Our proposal was presented to them, and we were told that it was not seriously.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Considered.
The state is quick to poke its nose in the business of the city of New Orleans, and I'm not defending the city here at all, but, you know, when it comes to $105,000 per person for a couple of months, is anybody going to look into this and ask to see exactly why it Jacques Thibodeau told me that it was because of counseling, this and the other thing, but I presume that your plan included the same kind of stuff for $21,000 per person as opposed to $105,000. That's a lot of money, and I'm just wondering if anybody's looking into this or wondering what costs so much or where the money went?
I would hope so. And when it was first proposed with that price tag, I was shocked by it because this is not just money that's coming out of the sky. This is taxpayer money and taxpayer money from across the state to house people or in a temporary shelter for 3 months. I would hope that our legislative body inquires into how that money was spent and what it was spent on. And while Jacques said that there were services provided, we know that services were not provided until long after people had been there. So there weren't counseling services right away. There weren't healthcare services right away. So you really have to dig into what that price tag actually provided. But you're absolutely right. The proposal that we provided to the state included not only sheltering people, meaning getting them apartments, but getting them the services, the wraparound services that they needed for $21,844 per person.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Leslie Harris about the homeless situation. I did see a story yesterday, and I flip around a lot, so I'm not quite sure where I saw it, about business people complaining about homelessness, and I think it was Treme, and how maybe they're homeless people are coming back. I don't know if they're leaving the center in Gentilly or more showing up. We'll talk about it. Leslie Harris is, and look, I like Leslie and I respect her because she's a very talented, skilled attorney. Didn't have to go into public service, but she did, and I think she's one of these people that want to do the right thing and want to help other people, and it's why she did it, because she doesn't need to. She chose to. 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Leslie Harris talking about the homeless situation. Somebody texted in, as a Republican, I would have liked for the city of New Orleans to have solved the issue without state help. It didn't happen. A governor apparently thought it was important to remove the eyesore of the homeless encampments before the Super Bowl. It is amazing how Democrats don't solve a crisis for years and then second-guess Republicans when they try. See, I think that this goes to how people immediately vote red or blue or get in line with this party or the other one. The point is, Leslie Harris had a plan that would have cost $21,000 per person and was working. The governor used his plan that cost $105,000 per person. And because you either get in the Republican or the Democratic line, you just ignore that price differential and where did the money go? And it's your money. I'll say that, and then I'll get back to Leslie Harris. What happens from here, Leslie?
We will continue to work with our nonprofit partners to house and do outreach to the people who are back on the street. We know that the state plans to close the shelter at the end of this month, and as we predicted, we know that many of those people will end up back in the CBD and the other areas where they were previously. The city will continue its plan. And Tommy, to the point of the city's plan, since February 2024, the city and its nonprofit partners have housed 822 individuals. That's since February 2024. And we were on track to continue to house people before the governor opened this temporary shelter and cleared those encampments. I get that people think it was an eyesore, but you have to put a human face on the issue of homelessness. And I would implore people to volunteer, to walk and talk and come sit with me and to really hear the stories of the people who are on the street. It's not what you think they are.
And as a guy who just... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, to that point, on March 26th, we're going to have a quality of life meeting to talk about our sustainability plans. So Clutch Consulting will be there, Dr. Vegno, the Office of Homelessness Strategies and Services. So that's on March 26th at, I believe, 10 a.m. If people want to tune in or come by, that'd be great. And hopefully we'll have some stories of people who have been sheltered and who continue to be housed through the city's Home for Good plan.
Thank you, Leslie. Appreciate your time. Leslie Harris, New Orleans City Council member. And getting back to this text, when you get yourself with a competition, I'm just a guy calling a game here, right? Okay, so when you get between Republican and Democrat, what gets lost in that is, well, wait a minute. How did $105,000 per person for 2 months? Where'd that money go? But you don't care about that. It's your money, but they get you so tangled up with win, lose, Republican, Democrat, your money gets spent and nobody cares where it goes. We'll be back, WWL.